Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The top five at five.
And this is our last stand for New York.
Representative Lee Zeldin in New York was attacked on stage during a speech upstate last night. The Supreme Court refused yesterday to reinstate President Biden's immigration arrest limit policy. The latest January 6th hearing highlighted what Donald Trump did between his speech and his tweet telling rioters to go home. Former First Lady Melania Trump told Fox News she would have denounced the Capitol riots if she knew about them immediately. Interim Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says you haven't seen the last of closures for the coffee chain. Well, new video shows New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked on stage by a man with a weapon as he was giving a speech to supporters in upstate New York. However, he managed to escape uninjured. Zeldin, a U.S. representative for Long Island, was at an event in Monroe County Thursday evening when a man climbed on stage and appeared to begin wrestling the congressman. A video of the event in Fairport posted on Twitter showed the man appearing to grab Zeldin's arm, and the two fell to the ground as other people tried to intervene.
And there's only one option.
What is he doing? Why did they let him get up there?
Zeldin's campaign said the man tried to stab the candidate but was unable to after Zeldin grabbed his wrist to stop him. Several other individuals could be seen coming to assist in subduing the man. New York GOP chair Nick Langworthy said Zeldin had just a little scrape but wasn't what anyone would consider an injury. The chair said he was told Zeldin's running mate, former New York Police Department Deputy Inspector Allison Esposito, was there and among those who helped subdue him. Well, the Supreme Court Thursday refused to reinstate the Biden administration's policy limiting immigration arrests after a Texas district judge said the guidance to deportation officers violated federal laws. The court instead said it will hear the merits of the case in December. The practical result is the administration will not be able to implement the strategy for the rest of the year. This comes after DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday said the border was secure.
The border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
The Biden administration had protested that it was unfair to allow a single district judge to disrupt the executive branch's immigration priorities on a nationwide basis. The vote was 5-4. Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Amy Coney Barrett, and Ketanji Brown Jackson indicated they would have granted the administration's request to put the lower court ruling on hold and allow the administration to go forward with its policy while deciding the merits of the case. It was Jackson's first recorded vote since she joined the court on June 30th. Well, the January 6th committee held its 8th public hearing last night, the latest in a series of high-profile productions laying out the case in the riot that was the result of then-President Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the election. The primetime hearing focused on what happened during the 187 minutes between Trump's speech during what he encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol and his tweet encouraging rioters to head home. Here's Illinois Representative Adam Kinzinger.
President Trump did not fail to act during the 187 minutes between leaving the ellipse and telling the mob to go home. He chose not to act.
Committee member Representative Elaine Luria said that Trump was taken back to the White House after his speech. She also said that within 15 minutes of leaving the stage, a White House aide told Trump the Capitol was under attack. She said the witnesses told the committee that the then president went to a dining room off the Oval Office where he watched Fox News for 2.5 hours. Several witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what was happening inside the White House told the committee that Trump did not place a single call to any of his law enforcement or national security officials as the Capitol attack was unfolding. This according to previously seen unseen video testimony playing during Thursday's hearing. Sarah Matthews, a former Trump deputy press secretary, also testified that Trump could have made a statement to Americans and stopped the violence almost instantly if he wanted to. She testified that Trump was resisting sending a message of peace to rioters. Well, former First Lady Melania Trump said that she was fulfilling her official duties as First Lady on January 6th, telling Fox News Digital exclusively that she had been fully informed of the events taking place at the Capitol during the day. She would have immediately denounced the violence. Trump's comments come after her former chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham, publicly alleged that the former First Lady did not immediately sign off on a statement condemning the Capitol riot. The former First Lady added that, quote, "This is a very significant undertaking and requires great care, attention to detail, and concentration, both in the planning and execution." Trump went on to say that she has always been very supportive of my former chief of staff, Stephanie Grisham. Grisham spoke to CNN back in October.
I had been trying to resign, actually, for the past 6-7 months, and she had always talked me out of it and you know, asked me to stay strong. I actually had a resignation letter in a folder with no date for the last 4 months of the administration that I just wanted to hand over if necessary. It was that bad for me.
Grisham started her White House tenure in the First Lady's office and later served as White House press secretary following Sarah Sanders' departure during the summer of 2019. Well, Starbucks may not be done closing stores over safety concerns.
Starbucks is a window into America. We have stores in every community, and we are facing things in which the stores were not built for. And so we're listening to our people and closing stores, and this is just the beginning. There are going to be many more.
That was Interim CEO Howard Schultz in a video posted to Twitter last week. Starbucks said last week it's closing 16 stores over safety concerns.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.